Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So we're talking about these underdog excuses that really keep us from experiencing all God has for us. And I'm not qualified enough. And you talked about David. Well, the next one you say, Matt, is my past is too bad. And oftentimes we hear that. Talk a little bit about Paul and how that is an excuse that can really limit us if we let it.
Well, you know, the Apostle Paul is just a great example of an underdog who had, if anybody had a past that was too bad, I mean, he killed Christians for crying out loud. Like, he was the single greatest, you know, enemy of Christianity when it was in its infancy. And yet, God took him and said, you know what, in spite of your past, I want to use you. I've got a plan for you. And I think our past as an excuse, Susie, is one of the greatest things that a lot of people use. Like, it is, you know, that is an excuse that holds so many people back because they look on and they go, yeah, but Matt, if you knew what I did, I mean, if you knew, like, if you knew where, you know, the things that I've done and the things I've broken in my life, like, it would just, there's no way God could want to use me. And that's such a huge excuse for so many people. And I would say there's hope. We serve a redeeming God, a God who can take the worst past. Again, I'm not sure you can get much worse than Paul, and yet God can take a past like that and say, listen, if you'll surrender it to me and submit it to me, I will use your surrendered past to become your platform. And that pain and those hardships in your past has the ability to become the platform you stand on to be able for God to be able to leverage your life to make a difference in somebody else.
And you really do challenge people. Go after that thing. If it's living and breathing and to the point where it is an obstacle to your present, go after it. I think it was Mike, one of your two key guys that you traveled to Florida with, who you said had some past things that were just sort of haunting him. And you said, you know what? Go away, get with God, and deal with this thing. And he came back having met with God, and now he's one of your key leaders.
Mike Ash is he's our chief of staff, executive pastor now. So he basically, I lead the church, and he leads our staff, and has been with me all these years. And yeah, it's true for all of us. I mean, I'm a big proponent of obviously getting alone with Jesus and dealing with, you know, our past and the pain of our past. I'm a big proponent of counseling as well. I saw a counselor for a long, long time to just get over some of those, you know, negative thought patterns that can just creep in and things that are unhealthy. And God wants us to dig that stuff out. And he is not content to leave us where we are in the state that we're in.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.